This episode is about introverts. You're an introvert. I'm an extrovert. But we have something in common when it comes to people. And we'll talk about that after we run the intro music. How about
Come on, let's go.
No, I need to hear our music to get me hyped. I need to get into the podcasting mode.
Okay, play your theme music.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Conversation with the Browns. I am Mr. Brown, and she is
Andrew Brown.
And we're very happy that you decided to join us today. I know there's a lot of podcasts, a lot of media you can be listening to, and chose us and us. So thank you so much. Whether you're driving in your car, doing your dishes, or whatever you're doing, thank you for joining us for another episode of Conversation with the Browns. Before we get jumping to our episode, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor. Our sponsor for this podcast is Sutherland DDS. They love to see you smile. So if you need a dentist, if you don't need a dentist, if you just think you want to try a new dentist, try them out. Visit them at yourreadingdentist.com. That is yourreadingdentist.com. And they will take care of you because they love to see you smile.
Do people just try out new dentists just because they feel like it?
Maybe. I mean, if they try out the Sutherlands, they will like them probably better than a normal dentist.
It's true. They will like them.
Even through the pandemic, they've been really good with their customer service and how they treat you. Not like you have a disease. I've been to some places that they treat you like you have the disease already, but they do very well. They do the screenings like they're supposed to, but they do it with a smile. So because they love to see you smile. So thank you, Sutherland DDS, and thanks for sponsoring this podcast and this episode of Conversation with the Browns. So with that said, let's jump into being extroverts and introverts. Now, earlier you said you don't really like those titles so much. Why?
Well, I mean, I don't not like those titles. I actually think that maybe it's more of a continuum than like, you're an extrovert. Yeah, what I don't like is when we use those things to label somebody else. I have no problem when I'm using it to explain myself to someone else or my own behavior or if I'm in conversation, trying to understand someone else. But I think sometimes we just use all those. We kind of take pseudo psychological terms and use them to label people and act like we understand them. And that kind of bothers me.
So are you an introvert?
Yeah, I'm an introvert.
And I'm an extrovert.
Yeah.
And I don't know the technical definition of those words, but one would be more inward as far as people, and one is more outward. And so I would look at it this way. Being around people and hanging out with people energizes me. What does it do for you? At times, not all the time.
I need a nap. That's the definition I think I like the best, is that it's more an indicator of where you get your energy from, because a lot of times people will say, oh, I'm an extrovert, so I like people. You're an introvert, you must not. And that's not true. I like and enjoy people. It's also exhausting.
Mm, yeah.
It's more about energy. I get my energy and store up energy in really small groups or by myself. And where you sometimes, it's the other way, where you get a lot of energy. You get more energy by being around people. And for example, like, I just see that in our kids. I think about how easy it is to, like, this whole pandemic has been much harder on Sophia than Evan, because she gets so much of her energy from being able to interact with other people. And she has always been like that from the time she was really little.
Yeah, and I think she's more like me in that sense, and Evan's more like you. But I think you do like people, and I think one thing about you is that you build those deeper one-on-one relationships where you can spend hours with one of you. Like, you know, you go out to coffee with one of your friends, and I don't expect to see you back for 4 hours. It's just reality. Like, what time? Babe, I know you're not going to be back for hours. Just go and have fun. You don't have to worry about, we know, the kids even understand, who's she going out with? Oh, okay, we'll see you tomorrow. but that's a good thing, and so... where if it's a party or a bunch of people around, you're not that, you still engage with people, but it's not as energy giving to you because of the way you're wired. Where for me, I can be at a school, speak 8 times, and stay after school, hang out with kids, and it'd be great. It's just, I'm in my zone, it feels good, but I do get drained. And so the idea you talked about, there's times where I think there's times I'm an introvert too, because sometimes I need to get replenished by myself, sit down and just be by myself. And there's times where most of the time I get my energy from being around people. So even though I'm an extrovert, an introvert, the title of this podcast or the topic today is this: I'm an introvert, but I need people around to ignore.
You just wrote that down when I said it sometime, I think.
Yeah, I did. I wrote it down. We talked. We had this conversation because it was, I think we were working with somebody in the house, or Paige. Paige came by because sometimes being an entrepreneur, being on your own, sometimes it's hard to work in the office by yourself. But going to a coffee shop can be more energizing and focusing, even though there's people around, but you get to ignore them. So how would you explain that for yourself?
Well, I think maybe we share some of that in common, but I actually think we experience very differently. So for me, I'm not sure how much of this. See, I would be curious if other introverts feel the same way too, that they don't mind other people being around and sometimes like having other people around, but they just, at least this is for me, I don't always do super well. Like I'm not, I can do it for a short amount of time, but if the rare occasions where I have been home by myself for an extended amount of time, especially if it's going into like multiple days, it's fun for the first little amount of time. And then I find that I just don't get as much done. There's something. So coffee shops are one of my favorite places to introvert because I can be out where there's the energy from other people being around. Often I've also, maybe it helps that I just take a specific set of work with me, or even if it's just to read a book and have coffee or something. But I can go and there's people and there's just this ambiance there that is energizing to me, but I don't actually have to interact with any of the people there. So there's lots of people there, but I can ignore all of them. And I think the thing that's hard at like a party is it is considered rude and socially unacceptable to ignore all of the people at your own party.
Yeah, you are definitely... when people come to our house, we want to welcome them, but you feel such a responsibility to entertain or to be hospitable. I think entertaining is not necessarily the same thing, but you want me to entertain them, but you want to be
there. Yeah, I don't, and I am not an entertainer, but I do care about being a host or being present to the people in our life. I really care about them, but when they're in our space, I then feel a need to be present to them. But if I'm in a coffee shop, I don't have to actually pay attention to or interact, or
you can ignore them. So you like ignoring people that just say that you like ignoring people.
I like having people around that I can ignore. It's really great for getting work done.
I do too. And people probably wouldn't expect that from an extrovert because, and even going to some other personality profiles, being an I in the DISC profile, having a high I, being a 7 on the Enneagram
thing.
There's
too many personalities.
Yeah, all that stuff. You would think a person like me would love people to be around. They would distract me. But there's actually times when I want to be around those people so I can ignore them and get some work done. And you're right. The coffee shop brings this energy of other people doing things, reading, meeting other people. And I can look up every once in a while and people watch, but not have to engage them or keep them entertained, or but I can go back to my work. So I really do like being at a coffee shop. Working at home by myself is kind of hard. And you mentioned, you know, when the family goes away and it can be like a party for like 10 minutes. Like you guys went to the beach and Travis at work. I had the whole house to myself and I was like, okay, they're gone. You know, and then about an hour later, I'm like, okay, where everybody at? there's something about the idea of, you know, having that alone time, but also missing the people. So going to a coffee shop to work. But I think for me, and we were talking about this with the Sutherlands last week, the most productive place for me to get work done is on airplane.
Why is that?
I have no idea. Probably because I can't go anywhere else. Like working from home sometimes is hard because as soon as I go to the bathroom, I see the room. I need to clean up something in the room. I can pick this up. I can, you know, but in an airplane, number one, I can't go anywhere else. My options are very limited. Number two, you really, it's hard to have conversations, you know, in an airplane sometime. And I don't know. And then I think there's something about going somewhere. Like I'm on an airplane with a purpose and I'm going somewhere. But for the next 2 hours, I'm stuck here and I can focus and get some work done. It's weird, but I mean, I'm telling you what, I have done so much productive work in airplane, and it's
See,
just
and
weird.
I'm very curious about that because I take naps on airplanes. I find it to be a terrible place to get work done.
Oh, I just can focus.
I can read books sometimes, but that depends on who you got stuck next to in the airplane. Also, I haven't traveled a really long time without small children, so that probably ruins
when I go by myself. I mean, even with them, I can get a lot of work done unless they want to play cards or something. When like last time we went, they had their iPads and all that. They were like they were busy. I can get work done.
You know that's only a thing because I keep them busy fixing their iPads.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Probably true.
Okay, but back to the whole coffee shop thing. I am curious about this because I still suspect that we don't actually like the same thing. Because I truly like the anonymity and the, like, to the point that there have been times where I think I need to find a different coffee shop because too many people know me here and interrupt me. Or, like, there was even a point when my favorite place to go, I realized that they knew who I was. And I have learned to appreciate that from, like, the Mr. Brown effect that I witness and I get to experience. So I know that there are great things about it. Like, you know, I've gotten some perks, so that's great. But there was truly a time where it was just kind of disturbing and crushing because I just kept thinking, I'm going to have to find a different place. People know who I am here.
And so they interrupt you mean? They interrupt you from working?
Well, like, just the fact that, because truly the beautiful thing about a coffee shop is I show up, I don't know you. I don't know any of these people here. So I don't have any, like, my brain can't do its normal thing of, like, I have no relationship with any of these people, so I don't need to, like, if you were my friend, then part of my energy go, if you're in the same room with me and you're my friend, then a good portion of my energy is going towards you as a person.
So if you see a friend at the coffee shop, you feel like you need to do something.
It's not even that I need to, like, I want to interact with them, or I want to, I care about them. I really like my relationship with them, and I don't want to ignore them. So it's really great to have strangers around
that you can ignore.
That I can ignore because I don't even know who you are. So you don't catch my eye. I don't think of any relational things. I don't put any energy there. All my energy can go into my work. And it's just like the having people around. But I need to, if there's too many people in the room that I know, that's why, like, I don't do study groups. Well, like when I was in college, study groups were death. Because like I could go and hang out if I didn't need to get any work done, but right. There was no work that was going to happen if I showed up in a coffee shop with a table full of people that I knew. Nothing was going to happen. Where I kind of suspect that one of the things that you like about coffee shops is you actually get those little bits of conversation, that it's actually that chance to see someone who you'll say hi, but it's not, you're not there for an hour-long meeting, but you can get 5 minutes with them and get that personal energy that then lets you go back.
It depends. And do your work. It's both. I've had both. I've had times where I just say, I really don't want to see anybody, where I actually literally put a hood on my head and kind of just focused in on working, where I really didn't want to interact with anybody. But there's also times where if I know I'm working a longer project and be there for a couple hours, it's great to get a break. It's a break to, hey, how you doing? Sit, you know, and meet, talk to somebody for a little bit. But I'm not welcoming you to sit down because I'm trying to get something done. Or even going to a coffee shop with you or someone else, but we both know we're working. So even though you're across from me, we're not engaging. We're doing our work. And that kind of tells other people, hey, just say hi, because they think we're in a meeting or something. So I do both. I do both.
And that's where I'm saying I don't do both. I like coffee shops for social things, and I like coffee shops for me getting my work done. But those are two very different categories for me, because I would not normally go with you and another friend to go work on our own things, because I'm only going to get half as much of my stuff done.
That's
if
why
you are at the table.
That's why you left me at home today?
Yeah.
I knew that. That's why they offered to take you out to lunch, because I knew you wanted to go be by yourself.
Hey, you can always and we offer said, to
no,
take me out to
no.
lunch.
But I knew you wanted to go and read your book, do your own thing. So I didn't want to be, you know, your spare wheel. And so you I didn't want you ignoring me at the coffee
shop. There's always room for you. You're my second wheel.
I wonder what other people are thinking. I would love to engage with some other people to talk about this idea too of having people around to ignore.
Yeah, because it sounds just bad. Curious if we're just weird.
I'm not weird.
Like, I think. Maybe. Well, I might be.
Well, I think I'm different. Hey, let us know what you think about this. Again, we'd love to hear from you. You got something? You want to say something else? You got another thought?
Well, I was just thinking. I also am curious from any of our friends that work at coffee shops, how they actually feel about people that come in and work all the time. because this is like, this is the reason it was weird to me when I realized that they knew me. I was like, oh, now they know me and I can't come here anymore. So I would actually like to hear from anyone who works at a coffee shop.
Well,
do you welcome people coming in and being there all the time? Yes, is that nice? I do you ever, are you ever like, will these people just go, can these people find a home?
I think they built them so people, they know, they want to create an environment people can come work, read, hang out. But the funny thing about me is I don't drink coffee. And I like coffee shops. So I think that's...
drink coffee.
But I bring a lot of business to coffee shops. I have a lot of meetings at coffee shops. So I bring you a lot of business. And if y'all have food, I often buy food reluctantly sometimes because sometimes it's overpriced. But anyway, it's a whole other subject for a different day. But hey, let us know what you think about this idea of being an introvert or an extrovert, but needing people around to ignore. Do you like to ignore people?
Sounds so
maybe that's terrible. Maybe that should be the title of this podcast. Do you like to ignore people like the Browns? Hey, we love to hear from you. And again, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a 5-star rating and leave a comment, a review. We love to hear from you. And actually, wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, man, it's a big, long list. But
maybe also tell us, where do you get your podcast so we can shorten this list? Because goodness.
Well, hey, I want to know where people, matter of fact, let us know where you're listening. Are you listening to Apple Podcasts? Are you on our website, which is lifewiththebrowns.com? So visit our website and learn more about us and how you can become a patron, helping us do more and more episodes of Conversation with the Browns. So until next time, thank you for joining us, and go find somebody to ignore. That's not real advice.
I think that's real advice.
That's real advice.
Yeah.